or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yes, you are. Nick Allen with us. He tweets at Nick's Allen's. He's featuring for James Johann tomorrow night at the Funny Bone in Omaha, right?
Yes.
James will be on the show with us on Friday. And Lewis Black is going to phone the program tomorrow. Lewis in Lincoln, the lead center, next Friday. I think he's in Sioux City, too, right?
Sioux Falls.
Sioux City.
The following night.
Mm-hmm. For our Sioux City listeners, go see Lewis Black in person. He will not disappoint. He's a funny dude. One of our favorite people. Yeah. And if he says something bad about your boy, you were warned.
Yeah. There might be some of that.
It's called a comedy show.
But you can act all indignant and get up and walk out.
Yeah, he won't care.
He's got your money.
He's already got your $45.
Right.
Yeah, buy the ticket, walk out.
Yeah.
Buy the Nikes, burn them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Burn your Nikes.
We are celebrating International Update Your Resume Month.
Hadn't had one in
ever.
No, I printed one after college.
For me, ever.
Yeah, you probably never did. You didn't have one ready to go after college?
I think I made one in college because some class made me. But
do they even do paper resumes anymore?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think you apply for jobs online anymore.
Well,
right?
you probably attach it, right?
Yeah.
Then you want to have a copy to take with you to the interview.
Right.
No, because I was working here by the time I was a sophomore in college.
Yeah, you're right.
I never, no.
Yeah, the last time I filled out a resume, I sent a cassette tape.
Yeah, well, that was different. Yeah. But most people's resumes don't include a cassette tape.
No.
Right. They just include resumes. Yeah.
No, just send a little mixtape along with your with your resume.
It's the kind of tunes I dig.
Yeah.
Hire me.
Right. Old Phil Collins tape. Yeah, resume is tough, especially if you haven't accomplished anything. I'm like, hey, list your accomplishments. Yeah, I'm like, oh, this is going to be rough.
I remember having to scratch out jobs you didn't want on there.
Oh no, because you don't want to check it up on
whether you walked out of your job at Sears or a nursing home I worked at. You know, I took those off there.
In a Gallup poll, 68% of respondents said the government is not leveling with the public about what it knows about UFOs,
and they never will.
Well, yeah.
Right. Well,
that's why we got to storm Area 51.
Never's a long time. Yeah. 33% of U.S. adults believe that some UFO sightings over the years have, in fact, been alien spacecraft visiting Earth. That's 33%. That's about a third of us. The rest of us are pretty much skeptical, saying that, it can all be explained by human activity or natural phenomenon.
I just think it's really difficult to keep a secret these days.
Yeah, no, I don't think that. I'm not with the 33%. No, I think there's, I don't think there's any aliens sitting in Area 51 behind glass tubes like the movies. I don't think that's true. But I do think there's something out there, and someday it will come.
Yeah, I think you have to.
And be careful what we hope for.
I think you have to be fairly arrogant to think that this is the only planet in the entire universe with life.
Yeah, because Jesus made a bunch of other planets. You know, he did.
Right. So. Mm-hmm. And you also have to be fairly arrogant to think they'd actually want to visit us.
Right.
Yeah.
And not leave once they see us.
If they were able to travel.
Well, I saw another theory the other day about why perhaps we haven't been run across by these people, and that is, or these people, these beings.
Right.
And that is what we do as well. When we are flying to a different planet or a different star or something, we wait till it's going to be as close to us as it's going to get.
Right.
And so what they say what is possible is that we aren't being visited because we aren't as close as we can be, and so the trip is that much longer, and if when we're closer to them, then they'll come visit us.
If there's an Earth-like planet somewhere else, the same sort of people.
Yeah, we're just too far away right now, and in the whole orbit thing, we'll get closer, and then they'll come see us.
The Earth is just flyover country.
Right.
Yeah. Well, no, they're just not getting here from wherever it is they're coming.
And that's where we live, is flyover country.
Now, I may have been doing this. Johns Hopkins opening a new research center that will look at the medical benefits of psychedelic drugs.
Rock and roll.
Thanks to the use of hallucinogens, I can see through you.
Mm-hmm.
Scientists will test the potential of what they call the magic mushrooms and other drugs to treat mental health and addiction issues.
What's our governor say about that? That's all I care about.
Ah, look at Colorado.
And old coaches. Old coaches and governors.
Right.
They're also looking at the application of these drugs for treating opioid addiction.
Right. I can't wait for the podcast.
Yeah.
The thumb and the teetotaler on microdosing.
Right.
I'd listen if they were actually...
Microdosing.
Well, no, full-on dosing.
Yeah.
If they were tripping balls, I'd listen to that podcast.
The Center for Psychedelic and Consciousness Research is being funded by a $17 million donation from a private donor. Federal funding cannot be used for this kind of research.
Of course you can't do anything to affect Big Pharma. Big Pharma rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, no money for that.
Stay away from your weed and shrooms. Get on that Valium and the opioids.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So Taylor Swift's latest album is no longer number one.
I love this.
You know what the new number one album is?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Tool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about the band. I know one or two of their songs.
And Taylor Swift fans are mad.
Then buy more albums, then, you dumbasses. Who cares?
Yeah, because they don't think Tool is like that. They're not famous.
Yeah, well, they're not famous to them.
Obviously,
but they're also they're a cult band and it hadn't put anything out in 10 years?
13 years.
Okay, so yeah, people are going to buy it.
It's expensive too. I think the CD's like $45.
Really?
The actual LPs are like, I think it's over $100.
There's some sort of special edition that they put out that comes with like a video, like a little tablet screen with content and stuff on it.
Are any of their radio stations were on playing the new song?
Well, here's the thing: the new song,
good song.
The new song made. A record
like
in and of itself.
It's very Tool.
It is the longest song to ever make the top 100.
How long is it?
10 minutes and 40 seconds or something.
Man. Wow.
Yeah. Now it made it to like 95.
Still.
Fear Inoculum is the album and the song.
What's the second longest song to crack the top 100?
The one that was the record before that.
Okay.
Good answer. Yeah, I think a lot of stations, I think, might have done a little radio edit to it there's a long intro. But yeah, it's very Tool. You can tell.
Billboard says that Tool got these record numbers without any type of assistance from a concert ticket, an album bundle, and without any pre-orders, like most everyone does.
I think I heard the beginning of this, but then we're playing the full version, obviously.
It's a little edited.
8:38 is edited?
Yeah.
Really?
10:40.
Yeah, it was almost 11 minutes.
Yeah.
Did they send out?
Yeah.
Did they send out an edited version?
No.
So each radio station decided to edit it on their own way?
Yeah, there's a long, long intro at the beginning. It's the easy to take off.
I'm not waiting the whole time. Is it any good?
Yeah, I like it.
I bet it starts going.
Yeah, it does, probably. All right.
It's very Tool.
But I like Sober.
It's very Tool.
That's the only song I liked from that band. I never really even know, for that matter.
I never really got into Tool.
That's rock and roll. As long as somebody's rock and roll, I'm all over that, man.
Yeah, we're good with that.
Yeah, you can beat it. If you're beating Taylor Swift with some rock and roll over her head, good.
I think that's really helped record stores, too, because people are actually buying
stuff.
The song that used to have the record was David Bowie's Black Star.
Mm. Well, I like that song, too.
Well, and the
Where's the White Star?
Yeah.
The point that...
and that's fairly recent, too, comparatively speaking. Wasn't that one of the last ones?
Before he died, right. Yeah, Black Star.
And the point that Craig made about it getting there with no, like, you know, a lot of the bands now, you know, you buy a ticket to the concert, we'll give you a free copy of the album.
Right.
But that counts towards sales.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't do that.
Okay.
Yeah, so
people love Tool.
If you put 60 concert dates on sale and sell 10,000 for each.
Wasn't Tool just in town?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, about a month or so ago.
Lincoln,
right?
Yeah.
Maynard. The weirdest rock star name.
Yeah, Maynard.
Yeah, that new album.
Get Maynard's dressing room ready.
That new album is, I believe it's 7 songs, and it's 85 minutes long.
Man.
So, yeah, they're all long songs.
Man. A cashier in Japan, referred to as a Japanese cashier.
Over there, they just call her a cashier.
Got busted.
But they probably used the Japanese word for cashier.
Whatever that happens to be.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Got busted for using his photographic memory. He was arrested after allegedly stealing credit card information, using his photographic memory to remember all the numbers and everything, to buy $2,600 worth of bags from online sites. The man used his memory to record details of customers' cards at the shopping mall where he worked. He had a notebook with the card numbers of some 1,300
people. So he would look at it, memorize it, and write it down.
And then
right
go
away.
Write it down.
Yeah. And that's what he did for a living? This guy could actually...
Well, he worked at the mall.
That's what I mean. He could use that skill for good and have a real decent job somewhere, don't you think?
Yeah. Or play blackjack.
Yeah, or that to counting cards. Let's go with that.
Or we could use him for the top 100 NFL players.
That's right.
By uniform number. No guessing. He'd just rattle them off.
Busted for buying bags. Wouldn't you want to buy something cooler than bags?
Yeah.
Ah, who knows?
Maybe they were kiss bags or the tool logos on them, or maybe they were cool bags.
Kiss or tool logos on them. That'd be a cool bag.
A Virginia marriage law requiring couples to disclose their race is being challenged in federal
court.
Why
do they? I know Virginia, the Southern Virginia can be racist because they are, and Northern Virginia's not in general. But why'd they put that on there? Who
Well,
who
it's been on there forever.
But why is it on there?
I thought
it was on there forever.
And it should not be on there.
Well, that's what they're saying.
Okay, I know.
But they have to say that at some point.
Oh, I thought it was over. I misread that. I'm sorry, Craig. So, yeah, it's been on there forever. Yeah, get rid of it. It's stupid.
I thought there was a 1960s Supreme Court Loving versus Virginia.
No. This is just a disclosure race
just,
on this.
Yeah, they just ask you.
They got to know.
They just ask you if you're Aryan or if you're mulatto. Seriously, I'm
really?
Not making that. Yes, I'm not making
it
that up.
Mulatto?
I'm not just saying that. Yes.
To this day, it says, doesn't say biracial.
It says mulatto.
It shouldn't say any race. Are you a human being?
The couple
being?
Says
okay,
they
yes,
were a tick.
You can marry somebody.
The application for the marriage license had race options like Aryan and mulatto.
In the morning.
The forms do vary county to county, but state law says applicants must mark other or mixed. If they do not want to identify with a particular group, filling out the form falsely is a felony.
Okay, who's against getting rid of that? Somebody. A white state representative that represents a bunch of rednecks.
Well, you have to go through the process. And the process includes the lawsuit, and that's where they are now.
All right, good.
The one guy who has to count them up, it's his job.
Yeah.
Someone who's really, really Aryan.
Yes.
Might be against that.
Yeah. They write nation next to theirs.
I hit up the nation. You can't get more Aryan than me.
But one guy in a cube who has to tally all these. That's his only job. They call him in. What'd you got? We got four Asian dudes. And...
I got an Aryan who wants to marry a mulatto here.
Mulatto.
Well, in that case, Aryan is not a mindset.
I know, but it still shouldn't be called Aryan. It shouldn't be on there at all. Yeah. We get it.
Well, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, okay, good.
Wouldn't you use the word Caucasian?
Well, I mean, this was Aryan because it
or
was
white.
It's Virginia.
I don't know.
Just puts the master race and the rest of them.
God, I saw that stupid meme going around the other day. Black guy, I'm proud black man. Asian guy, I'm proud Asian man. White guy says that he's a racist. Shut up. I muted that guy.
Yeah.
God. Jeez.
When's White Pride Day? Like, no, you
that
can't show
it.
Up
that
to
was
that.
Basically yeah. Why can a white guy? She's a proud white man. God, shut up.
Where's
shut
the
up.
United White Guy College Fund?
Oh, no, they don't go to college.
Yeah.
That group doesn't say that.
Yeah.
They don't compete. What was the what state was that? A GOP state representative.
It was like Kentucky or somewhere, wasn't it?
He says that higher education should be banned because it's creating liberals.
Duh.
So basically saying don't educate yourself and stay dumb.
Well, they've been saying stuff like that for years.
I know they have. But this guy said it out loud. He's a representative somewhere.
Well, he loves the poorly educated.
Yeah. He also said that he talks on the conservative radio program.
Of course he does.
And they just say crazy things because that's part of the genre.
Yeah, they lie to keep people in
there. They just say lunatic things. Yeah. It's what he said. Yeah. You can't believe what I say. I'm on doing a conservative radio show.
Yeah, but you're right.
That's the best response to that.
He's right about that. You can't believe conservative
radio shows.
You can't
believe what I say.
No, they do lie just to get that crap.
I'm on the radio doing a conservative show here.
But he was guesting. He was guesting on that show.
But the problem is,
I know it's his own.
The people listening believe it.
Oh, of course they do.
Every word of it.
You flip over once in a while to those bozos. I don't know how you do it, but I know you do it.
Well, they're kind of my friends.
Yeah.
They're actually my friends.
And they lie to get people sucked into stuff. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's only two genders. This guy's mad.
Yeah, exactly. God. It's horrible, hate-filled speech. Who cares?
Some people do.
I know, and they shouldn't.
Yeah.
Because they're hate-filled. There's only two genders. That's right. Man and woman, shut up.
They're all mad. Like, dude, it's 1:30.
I woke up this morning pissed off. Men and women.
Come in my bathroom, I'll tell you what.
You're right.
A Florida teenager, 17-year-old Alyssa Michelle Hatcher, is accused of stealing nearly $1,500 from her parents' bank account and using some of the money to have her parents killed. Or trying to use some of the money.
Wow.
Trying that to bitch. Use some of the money to have her parents killed. She used $400 to pay a friend to have her parents killed, the document says, the police affidavit says. And when that person did not kill her parents, she paid another person $900 to do it. The girl's boyfriend told investigators that he had seen her at, quote, a known drug house, end quote, where she told him she wanted to kill her parents and get some blow.
And you know she called them by their first name. I want to kill Susie and Mike. You know she called her parents by her first name.
Her parents were not injured. Her parents were not injured. They told investigators they wanted to press charges against that person, their daughter.
Well, because they're afraid of her now.
She's now been charged as a juvenile with a couple of counts of criminal solicitation for murder.
Man, that's scary.
I know it's your kid, but she tried to have you killed. You got to press charges.
Well, they are, right? You said they are press charges. Yeah. They are.
Yeah, I'm with them.
And I would teach my kids. I think I have taught my kids.
Not to try to kill you?
Well, don't go to somebody who will kill you for $400.
Yeah.
That guy probably won't be reliable.
Work with a higher class of hitman.
Yeah, go $30,000, $40,000, and you'll get someone who will keep their mouth shut and do the job.
But she couldn't steal that much from them. But she can only steal $1,500.
Well, then you can't afford it. Then you save up for that.
But it's also a drug house where you're going to find somebody that thinks $400 is a lot of money, you know?
And, they want another hit.
Oh, yeah. If you go to a drug house, you could find someone who'd kill anybody for a gram of blow.
That's what she was asking around, the drug house.
And then she wanted some blow for herself.
Right.
I could see my wife still kind of taking our kids' side in this. There's a lot of times I'll be like, what are they doing? She's like, oh, well, you know. You got to see where they're coming from. Like, they wanted us murdered. They've had a long week.
We did take away their phone, Nick.
Yeah.
You know.
Nick Allen with us.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.